Chapter 28. Moles, Music Lovers. When David and Anna bought a cottage, they were very happy. They had wanted to have such a house far away from the city hubbub for a very long time already. They made some renovations and furnished the house perfectly, but they had no luck with one thing. There was a problem with moles. They lived right on David's property. Moles dug over the whole yard. Anna's flower beds looked miserable because of them. David and Anna tripped on their burrows all the time. Of course, they did not like it at all. They tried everything to exterminate the moles, but the animals turned out to be surprisingly resilient. David tried a dozen of different means on them, but the cheeky animals were invincible. They continued to live in the yard and they dug their burrows everywhere. Anna and David were horrified. They did not know what to do. At this time, a nephew came to visit their neighbors. He was a teenager, about 13 years old. He heard about their problem and proposed an unusual solution. "This method is good even for the nastiest neighbors," the boy told them with a smile. "Moles will not withstand it for sure." The method was as follows. The boy offered to dig two large deep holes in the middle of the yard. Then he brought huge loudspeakers for music from home. They placed these loudspeakers into the holes and connected them to electricity. As soon as night came, the boy turned on hard rock music in top volume. Of course, it was a difficult night not only for the moles, but David and Anna bravely endured everything in order to get rid of the underground inhabitants. The previous night, they leveled the ground in the yard, and they were very happy to see that the next morning, there was not a single new hole or heap. The method worked. To improve the result, they arranged the hard rock concerts for the moles several nights more, and it was wonderful. The yard was still without holes and heaps. Finally, the moles left them. David and Anna became almost used to sleeping with loud music. But suddenly, one day, they woke up early in the morning because of an unusual silence. David began to find out what happened. The answer was simple. It turned out that at night, the moles gnawed the electric wire underground, and new burrows could be seen in the middle of the yard.